There's a new emergency this week at Japan's Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant. You know, the one that was crippled by the March 2011 earthquake and tsunami. The new problem is not with the plant's melted down reactors themselves. It's a problem with radioactive water, more than 70,000 gallons of it seeping every day into the ocean. The problem's actually been building for months or even longer. But this week, the head of Japan's Nuclear Regulatory Authority declared it an emergency. And the country's prime minister ordered the government to step in and help find a solution. Ken Bissler is among those who've been watching the situation closely. He's a senior scientist at the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution on Cape Cod. Dr. Bissler, what do we know about this water, where it's coming from, and how it's getting into the sea?
Well, we've known for some time now, actually since 2011, at least the scientific community has been saying there is a persistent leak from that site. So we had the initial releases, the explosions, as you remember, the water that came directly from the buildings into the ocean. But the levels from the ocean side, as we look back at the reactor, haven't gone back to pre-accident levels. That implies a continued source. And that source is very likely, and as we've seen now in the news, the groundwater. The water used to cool those reactors is getting into the soils that moves its way into the ocean. That's a natural process. And it's very difficult to contain that once it's in the ground.
Yeah, so I want to reiterate, there isn't actually much change from what you're saying. It's just an admission that this is happening.
Correct. And actually, I also like to point out that, you know, the original releases were something like 1 to 10,000 times larger than what we're seeing persistently today. That doesn't mean we shouldn't be concerned, but certainly this isn't of the scale of what was going on in 2011. They're persistent, and the concern then is that over time, then, they've had a problem. They can't open their fisheries off that coast, which then, of course, is a economic loss of billions of dollars on top of the cleanup and a cultural loss for Japan itself.
So should people there be scared? Should people in local countries be scared? People in the U.S.?
I think the fishermen in Japan certainly are the most upset and have the most cause to be concerned for our health and safety. You know, as soon as you get a few miles offshore, even, the concentrations are much, much lower in the ocean. But then it does get into the local food chain. Now, those fish themselves, you know, even if they move all the way across the Pacific, as we've read maybe in the news about the tuna, the bluefin tuna, their concentrations decrease as they swim across, such that the levels are really not of concern at all. You take a fish that's contaminated and move it into cleaner water, and it will quickly lose the cesium isotope because it's taken up like a salt. It goes in and out of its flesh. I did mention earlier the change in character. Strontium is one of the ones of concern, strontium 90, and that's a bone-seeking radionuclide. So that ends up replacing calcium in the fish bones, and if you ate the fish whole, the smaller fish, sardines and such, dried fish in Japan, you would actually consume an isotope that's going to accumulate in our bones.
I just had some dried sardines in Japan. Should I be worried?
Well, they have closed the fisheries that are impacted, which are the ones coastal off Fukushima, and they've monitored tens of thousands of samples.
The former Japanese government was criticized for the way it responded to the initial disaster. The new Japanese government is promising it's going to step in, help solve the problem. I just wonder if what the Japanese government's plan is and whether you're confident that they'll do a good job.
Yeah, I think what I've witnessed in terms of the government, what I kind of see is a miscommunication problem at all steps along the way, from initially in terms of some of the evacuation, information about how long until people can return, the seafood safety issue. And so we're trying to kind of provide an independent perspective here from Woods Hole from the outside. But I think internally, people have lost all confidence, both in TEPCO in terms of managing the situation and in the government for really communicating how bad it really is.
Ken Bissler is a senior scientist at the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution who's been studying radiation releases into the ocean from the damaged Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant in Japan. Dr. Bissler, thank you so much.
Pleasure to be here.